Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation indicted 13 Russians and three Russian companies for interfering in the 2016 election. We know that members of the Trump campaign met with Russians and got offers of information from Russians during the campaign, but we don't know what that picture will look like to Robert Mueller once his investigation is finally done. But ties between President Trump and his businesses and Russians go way back, long before the president was ever even formally in politics. Glenn Simpson said as much in his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee in August of 2017.
As we've got deeper and deeper into understanding, you know, Donald Trump's business career and his history, it gradually reached the point where it seemed like most of the people around Trump had a connection to Russian organized crime, or Russia, in one way or another.
That's actor Kelly O'Coin reciting an excerpt from Simpson's testimony released by Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. Glenn Simpson runs Fusion GPS, the D.C.-based research firm behind the now famous Steele dossier, and his testimony on Russia is the subject of the latest episode of the Trump Inc. podcast. Andrea Bernstein is one of the hosts of that new podcast from WNYC and ProPublica. She's senior editor for politics and policy at WNYC News. Andrea, welcome.
Hey, Todd. So great to be with you.
Good to have you, as always. Andrea, remind us who Glenn Simpson is, who hired him and his firm, Fusion GPS, and why he's an important figure in the whole story, the whole picture about President Trump and his Russian business connections.
So this is why we actually wanted to do this episode. Almost everybody has heard of the Russia dossier, this collection of raw intelligence about Trump's alleged ties with the Russians. But very few people understand the process that set in motion the collection of those memos. And what happened was, is there's this guy named Glenn Simpson. He runs a company called Fusion GPS in Washington. He used to be an investigative reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He used to do something very similar to what I do, which is dig into financial documents, trace business miscreants around the world. And he started his own company, and he sort of became what he has called a journalist for rent. So law firms will hire him to investigate their competitors, for example. And in the 2016 campaign, he gets hired first by some people associated with the Republican Party when Trump was in the primaries, and then later with some people associated with the Hillary Clinton campaign. But his brief was essentially the same. His brief was, find out everything you can about Donald Trump's businesses. And he starts investigating, and he starts finding these ties to Russia. And he thinks, I need to know more. And that's why he hired Chris Steele, the spy who put together the dossier. So our story is, what did he find about Trump's business ties to Russia?
Well, let's hear another cut from the reenactment of Simpson's testimony. I want to stress again, this isn't Glenn Simpson talking. You hired an actor, Kelly O'Coin, to do the reenactment. This is about Trump and his real estate business, how they sold properties, often to Russians in Florida, in other places as well. He's talking here about an obscure method for acquiring Russian money. Listen.
So the real trick is to get people who say they bought those units, and that's where the Russians are to be found, is in some of those pre-sales, is what they're called. And that's how, for instance, in Panama, they got credit of – they got a Bear Stearns to issue a bond by telling Bear Stearns that they'd sold a bunch of units to a bunch of Russian gangsters. And of course, they didn't put that in the underwriting information. They just said, we sold a bunch of units, and here's who bought them, and that's how they got the credit. And so that's sort of an example of the alternative financing.
Alternative financing is sort of euphemistic, Andrea. What kind of picture is Glenn Simpson painting here of the Trump organization's finances?
So what he finds is this. He's investigating Trump's Russia ties, and he asks himself a question. Why does Donald Trump keep going to Moscow? He goes in the 80s. He goes in the 90s. He keeps going over the decades. Why does he keep going there and not coming back with a Trump Tower Kremlin Square? And he looks at the documents and he says to himself, well, maybe he actually is doing some kind of business with Russians, but instead of building a building, it has to do with getting financing. And the theory is that the Russians have a lot of capital they want to get out of Russia. Donald Trump wants to build buildings. So he gets a lot of pre-sales from people with ties to Russia. And then with all of these pre-sales under his hat, he's able to go to an investment bank like Bear Stearns and say, okay, you should lend us money for this project. And Trump, by this time in history, was having a terrible time getting financing because he'd had so many bankruptcies and problems with banks. So he had to go around and do this kind of thing. And what was so interesting to us is Glenn Simpson, who studied these data for a year, basically, came up with the conclusion that, yes, it looks like Trump is doing business with Russia. He's not building a building, but the Russians are enabling him with their money to build buildings around the world.
And in the process, Russians are able to export their cash from Russia into real estate deals, at least on paper, in the United States. Andrea, the bottom line here, is Glenn Simpson a credible observer, a credible source on Donald Trump's business practices with Russians? And are there things here that Robert Mueller is likely to be looking at as well?
Well, you know, he was an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal for years, lauded. In fact, he did stories 10 years ago about some of the things that Mueller is uncovering now about Paul Manafort. The signals are that they may very well relate to the larger collusion issue in a way we don't yet understand. But what was quite interesting to us is that Simpson's House testimony was based on this search largely of public records that support this theory that there is a lot of Russian money coming into the Trump Organization, and it raises questions about were there deeper ties. What Simpson says is that was the question that led him to hire Chris Steele, because they'd gone as far as they could with the document search.
Does Glenn Simpson's testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee in August represent signposts to where Robert Mueller might be looking in his investigation of business ties between President Trump and Russians? We don't know yet. The testimony is fascinating. It is part of the Trump Inc. podcast. Andrea Bernstein is one of the hosts. Andrea, a pleasure. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much, Todd.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.